You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Game on show.
Welcome to Game of Shows.
Game of Shows.
It's the musicals quiz podcast for West End and Broadway fans everywhere. In this episode, two teams from hit West End musicals will go head to head to see just how much they really know about the world in which they excel. Please welcome our special guest contestants, Laura Pick, Stuart McIver, Alice Verne, and Jenna Boyd. Yes, it's Wicked versus Come From Away.
Game of Show. Game of Show.
From Wicked, we are delighted to welcome Laura Pick and Stuart McIver. Good evening.
Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for joining us. And also from Come From Away, we welcome Alice Verne and Jenna Boyd. Good evening.
What's up?
Absolutely. What's up? And let's introduce my partner in crime, Mr. Chris Stoddart. Good evening, Chris. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yes, very good. Thank you. Right, let's get on with the show.
Game of Shows.
Okay, so round one is called 38 Planes, One Broomstick.
That's good.
You see where we're going? Yeah, round one is a musical theatre general knowledge round. So 2 points will be given for a correct answer. If you answer incorrectly or can't answer, we'll throw it over to the other team for a possible bonus point. So you can't buzz in, you can't shout out. Everyone gets their own question. So Alice, who composed the score for The Hired Man and Love Story?
I won't know The Hired Man because who knows The Hired Man?
I love The Hired Man.
Can you sing a song from The Hired Man?
I can, but I won't. I wouldn't inflict that on our listeners.
Is it Goodall? Is it Goodall that did it? I can't remember his first name. Harry Goodall?
I think that's pretty close.
Howard Goodall.
Thank you very much. There you go. Howard Goodall.
Well done.
2 points. And we're off. And Alice Verne is in the lead. He did. When he was really young, he was like 25.
I wouldn't have known that in a million years.
Yeah. Great. Well done. 2 points to Alice Verne. We're going to go alphabetically, but show to show. So the next question is for Laura. Laura, Closer to Heaven featured the songs of which famous pop duo?
I have no idea.
Okay. Stuart, you can't.
Why is Stuart barking at me?
Can't bark.
Yeah, he's
duo. It's a duo,
so, okay, is that a pass?
It's a strong pass. I won't.
Okay, no worries. So we offer it to Jenna and Alice, who can confer if they want to come up with an answer. Alice.
I know it, Jenna.
Alice, hands straight up.
It's Pet Shop Boys, isn't it?
It is the Pet Shop Boys.
I thought they were more than two people.
Jenna.
Right.
Here's one for you.
Okay.
The show Moving Out is based on the songs of which American singer-songwriter?
I mean, I mean, is it Andrew Lloyd Webber? No.
Okay, I'm afraid I have
I'm standing firm with Lloyd
answer.
Webber.
Okay, that's, alas, that's incorrect. But,
no!
Points for wit. So we'll offer it to Laura and Stuart as a bonus opportunity. Moving Out is based on the songs of which American singer-songwriter?
Go on, Laura.
Do you know it?
Yeah.
Well, no, I don't know it. Well, I think I know it, but...
I think I know it, yeah. Billy Joel.
Is the right answer. Okay. Great. You grab that bonus back.
Bonus point.
Oh,
well
done. Stuart. So sorry, Alice. So
Don't worry.
There's a long way to go. Don't worry. Here's your question, Stuart. Can you name the multi-Tony Award-winning musical from 1966 about an ever-hopeful prostitute who dances at a Times Square dance hall?
Oh, no, I don't think I can. A prostitute in a dance hall? Sweet Charity
is the right answer. Hey! Well done.
Oh, you, I knew that one.
Where did you pull that from?
I knew that one.
Oh, she knew that one.
Okay, Alice.
Yes, darling.
Who directed the film adaptation of Sweeney Todd?
What's really embarrassing is I sang on it, so that's really embarrassing, isn't it? So I think Tim Burton. I feel it's a Tim Burton film. I feel.
Is the right answer. Well done. Laura, which composer is the grandfather of the composer Adam Gattell?
Strong pass. No.
Okay, no worries. Let's hand it over to the other team. Jen has got an answer.
No, Alice, do you have an answer?
It's Rodgers or Hammerstein.
That's what I was going to go for.
You got to pick one.
Can we go with Rodgers, please? Final answer.
Is the right answer. I love the final answer thing, though.
Yeah.
Chris Tarrant.
Who wants to be a millionaire?
Who wants to be a millionaire?
Unfortunately, without the prize money. Laura, yeah. Sorry about that, Laura.
It's all right. Can I phone a friend next time, please?
Yes. Jenna. John Travolta famously mispronounced Idina Menzel's name at an award ceremony. What did he call her?
My God, I watched it so many times. I can't remember.
Okay,
let's
offer it to the other team.
Sorry, Alice.
Laura, do you have an answer here?
Yes, I do. Adele Dazeem.
Adele Dazeem. Musical theatre legend.
I had to do it so quick as well to get it over.
No, I love it. It's a classic moment. Stuart, here's one for you. The musical Fiorello told the life story of a mayor of which US city?
Do you know what's dreadful? When I was at college, one of the years above me did this, so I have seen it. Oh, God. Washington.
DC. No, it's not. As good an answer as any. Let's offer it to the other guys.
Do you know?
I mean,
Chicago.
I'm afraid it's not. It was the mayor of New York. He was the mayor of New York.
Oh, well, that makes more sense, doesn't it?
Game of that is the end of round one. Thank you so much, guys. What we're going to do now is go and ask Chris to tell us where that leaves the overall scores at the end of round one. Thank you, Chris.
Okay, the end of round one. The scores are as follows. On 4 points, we have Wicked, but in the lead with 6 is Come From Away.
Game of Shows. Round two is called What Is This Feeling? You're stuck in an airport. So in this round, you must work together as a team. You have 30 seconds in your teams to name as many examples of a certain thing as possible in a given category. But to make sure it's completely fair, I'm going to ask the Wicked team to pick category A or category B.
Laura, go for it.
Category B.
So you will have 30 seconds to name as many shows that have won either an Olivier or a Tony Award for Best New Musical since the year 2000. And your 30 seconds starts now.
Hamilton.
In the Heights.
Come From Away.
Fun Home.
Wicked. Yeah, it was 20 years ago. Isn't it?
Yeah, you're right, yeah. Sunny Afternoon. Oh, yeah, you could be right, yeah.
Oh, I'm sure I did this on a quiz.
It's Bridges of Madison County one.
And that is time.
That's great, guys. Well done. Yeah, Sunny Afternoon's a great answer. because it's a right answer. I mean, there were several.
That would have been a pointless answer if you were on pointless.
That's, it would. I reckon it would have been a pointless answer. Yeah, yeah, that's great. That's tough round. Well done, guys. There's a couple of others you could have had. You could have had Book of Mormon. Could have had Memphis. Could have had Jersey Boys, Hairspray. But you got a lot of good ones. So
yeah.
Chris, what did they score?
They got six. That was good. Six.
Pretty good. Pretty
strong
good.
Six.
Okay, great. So that leaves category A, Jenna and Alice. You have 30 seconds to name as many shows as possible that are in the top 20 of the longest running West End musicals ever. Okay. And your time starts now.
Starlight Express.
Les Mis, Cats and Phantom. What was that one at the Dominion? Did 10 years. We Will Rock You.
Didn't Greece do years when it was originally?
Yeah. Miss Saigon when it was at Drury Lane.
Billy Elliot did 10 years.
Yeah, Billy Elliot. Sound of Music didn't do that long. Come away from the Palladium.
I think Drury Lane never had
Jersey Boys.
That
Jersey
is Boys. Time.
Good. Oh, just snuck in the Jersey Boys there at the end. Yeah. Well done. So you got Les Mis, Phantom, Starlight Express, and
Cats
right off the bat. I think you got them. And then Miss Saigon, you were right with. Jersey Boys, you were right with. And you, once you didn't say, Mamma Mia.
Oh, my God, of course.
And The Lion King.
Oh,
and,
yes.
And,
yes.
And Blood Brothers as well, which was at your theatre
oh,
for
my God.
20 years.
Yeah, and I saw it like seven times or something ridiculous during that time. I didn't think about it.
But We Will Rock You, you got as well. So
we did.
Maybe eight, Chris?
Yeah, eight. They got eight.
Oh, that's all right.
Fantastic. Well done. Thrill Alive is in that top 20 as well. Thrill Alive has been there for 10 years.
Wow.
That is the end of round two. Well done.
Game of Shows.
So let's go back to Chris and see what that has done to the overall scores. Chris.
At the end of round two, Wicked are on 10, but still in the lead with 14. I Come From Away.
Game of Shows.
Round three is called One Short Day, 28 Hours to be precise.
Oh, okay. I see where you're going.
This is a round where you have a choice. You can choose home or away. For a home question, you have the potential to pick up 2 points and you will receive a question on your own show. Pick an away question and you will get a question about your opponent team's show, but you could pick up 4 points.
Alice.
So let's give that option to the come from away team first. So would you like to go home or away?
I think we should go away.
Yeah, I agree with her.
Actually, away for you, Alice, is kind of like home.
Yeah, it's quite a strong advantage.
As home once was.
Yeah. I'm with her. I'm happy to go away.
You're going away.
Oh, I am.
You are in it to win it.
Yes, okay. Stick me on
so
that broomstick.
This is your wicked question. This is your wicked question for a potential 4 points. What year was the original novel The Wonderful Wizard of Oz published?
In my head, I was going to go with a guess of the 30s. And I don't know why that popped in my head straight away. The book. Because the film was in like the... It's got to be in the early 40s. So it's got to be before that. But please don't listen to me. Do you think it's earlier?
It's not a date that goes in my head. It's just not. I would have known the film a lot more than I would have been able to guess the film better than.
I don't know.
I think you're probably right. It can't be much before the film was made.
Okay, I'm going to have to press you for an answer.
Let's go with 30s, mate. I don't know.
Like,
let's go with 35, 1935.
Okay, is that your final answer? This is not Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. I'm afraid that is the
yes,
final answer. That's the final answer.
The actual answer, and there's no bonuses in this round, so it's actually 1900. It was as
whoa.
Early.
Oh, crazy.
Okay, so...
far back ever.
Yeah,
no. That's crazy. I never got that.
But, you know, worth a punt. So let's offer the same choice to our wicked team.
Home.
Okay, here is your wicked question. On a similar theme... L. Frank Baum wrote The Wonderful Wizard of Oz, which was published in 1900. He wrote a series of books set in Oz. How many were there?
I don't know if he did. So, Laura, what do we think? Did you know that he did?
Well, did he write Return to Oz. Did he write those ones? Yeah, Return to Oz.
Okay, what are we doing? I don't know.
I only know The Wizard of Oz and Return to Oz. Is there a back from Oz in it? He went to Oz.
Three. Final answer.
He wrote 14 books set in the wonderful land of Oz. 14 of them. He was a busy guy. Dorothy and the Wizard in Oz, The Road to Oz, The Emerald City of Oz, The Patchwork Girl of Oz, TikTok of Oz. That was about music videos.
The Patchwork Girl of Oz are famous. The Patchwork Girl of Oz.
TikTok was in that Return to Oz film.
Yeah. Rinky Tink in Oz, The Lost Princess. So, you know, that's the magic of Oz, Glinda of Oz. So it was a brave effort.
He was really milking it, wasn't he, with his Oz book?
He was. He was like the Marvel of his day. No disrespect to Marvel. So no points there. One of those things. I apologize for tricky questions. Congratulations on a good effort. That is the end of round three.
Game of Shows.
So let's go back to Chris and see if that has done anything at all to the scores.
Unfortunately, the scores remain the same. 10 points for Wicked, but Come From Away still in the lead with 14.
Game of Shows.
Let's go to round four, which is called Me and the Sky, Defying Gravity, Something's Missing. It was my parachute. Or my wings, I don't know. Well done. Thank
they
you,
don't, they don't get any better than that.
It doesn't sink much lower than that. Fantastic. No. Guys, this round, you can win points by telling us something a little more personal about yourselves and your own experiences in the theatre industry. Something that gives us an insight into what it's like to do your job 8 times a week. Alice, could you give us a story? And then Chris will find some creative way of scoring this round. So, Alice, thank you.
But it was late. It was the lamest one. I don't know if Jenna was there. She might have been there. I don't know if she was there or not, but it was back in Les Mis. There's a scene where they're singing, John Valjean is singing Bring Him Home. And we're all, pretty much everyone is on the stage asleep, pretend to be asleep. And we have one of those shows where we have a number of audience members that are vocalists. So we've had, a number of sort of shout outs during the show. We were all prepared for it. It was all absolutely fine. We were all told, please don't make a thing of it. Don't laugh. Try and just keep calm. So we'd all been very, very professional up until this particular moment where Jonathan Jones, who was singing Bring Him Home, got to the very final moment in that song. And he just went, bring him a cup of tea.
I wasn't there.
And honestly, I have never felt an entire cast crumble as they did at this particular moment. And we were all meant to be asleep. It was all meant to be this really emotive moment. And the tears that were streaming down every single cast member's face was... It was quite extraordinary.
How did John Owen Jones manage? Did he manage to hold that?
He got anything out was somewhat of a miracle, but it was definitely a wobbly.
Fantastic.
final notes. Yes,
that's great. That's great. A cup of tea. Thank you, Alice.
That was a completely different one than I thought you were going to go for. I thought you were going to go for the sound mishap, but then that would include a swear word, wouldn't it?
Yeah, they
wouldn't
be able to do that.
Oh, well, another time.
I like
season
two.
On late night edition.
After hours.
Shall we go to Laura?
I have been racking my brain for funny things, and I feel like small funny things happen all the time, and that they're little and they're just things that you'd laugh at between you. But I had a pretty, it's not funny, and I'm hoping this might win me some pity points because I cried.
Pity points are good,
Alice will know and Stu will know that there's a very quick change in Wicked for the witches. We run off during Emerald City to get changed. Bear in mind, this was before I took over, but I've done the show quite a few times, never had any problems. But for some reason, this one evening, I ran into the set, and it's the Emerald City Hangar, and it's quite sharp, and it's pulled out to the same level for the dancers to get on every day. And I somehow stepped wrong or lost my balance as I was running off, and it just sliced into my arm. And there's me getting changed, going, oh, ow, 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 there are buildings tall as Corkwood. Like, I literally just, in my eyes were just filled up. Nobody seemed to really care. And that
was it. That's about right.
Nobody cares. Well, it didn't rip
my
I had to carry on.
She's a professional. No, a professional.
Absolutely no sympathy from Stuart there.
That's a swing talking, isn't it?
Did you want a show stop?
Yeah. Classic Stu McIver.
But the thing is, Helen Wolfhard's Glinda knew I'd hurt my arm, but she didn't know where I'd hurt my arm. So she thought I'd hurt my arm here. So she kept holding it here, which is where I'd hurt my arm. And I was like, why is she doing this to me?
She hates me.
And honestly, the mark. And then for ages, the mark was just, I think it was about 2 weeks, it was showing up through the green skin in the, like,
It was changing colour over the course of the next few weeks.
But they couldn't believe in wardrobe that it didn't rip the costume. It didn't rip
just,
it.
Just your skin. Just
my arm. That's why there wasn't a show stop.
Just my arm. I've got pictures. Yeah. But yes.
Hooray. So thank you, Laura. That's fantastic. Let's ask Jenna to tell us a story.
Okay, I will try and keep this as quick as humanly possible. I'm on tour with The Sound of Music, and we are in Bradford. And on our first day there, we get shown where you can go, where you can't go. And if anyone's been to the Alhambra in Bradford, they'll know at the back, stage right, there's a pass door that you cannot go out of, because once you go out and it shuts, it's shut. And you cannot get back in from that side. Anyway, our leading actress, who was on that particular night, for some reason, just went out that door and turned around and was locked out. So I come off stage and I'm kind of aware something just isn't right. And I, you know, it's just not working. I looked out and I see six children kind of looking into the wings, like, and they're playing the Lendler, and they're now starting to play it real slow because there's no dialogue. There's no nothing happening on stage. Girl who plays Liesl goes, Kurt, do you want me to show you the Lendler? And they start doing dancing. Anyway, the next thing you hear over the tannoy is this. Help! I'm locked out! I can't get in! Because the actress had realised that her mic was about to go live, because she had actually run up a flight of stairs, gone through a double door onto the stage of a timpani concert, said, I can't get in, please help. They're like, we're doing a concert. She's turned around, run back down the stairs and is swearing. And then realised her mic was going to go live. And it was at that point they found her. And then she came onto the stage like this. And I found this the funniest thing that ever was. And during the next number, which is Good Night, I had to leave the stage because I couldn't stop laughing. This poor girl was ashen with fear. And unfortunately, I thought it was the funniest thing that's ever happened.
Fabulous. And finally, last but not least, then Stuart McIver. Can you tell us something along the lines of your experience?
So Alice will know this. Laura was there. She witnessed it all. There's a track in Wicked that I cover that's like the older sort of in-betweeny track. So he's mostly like offstage singing. He plays the father at the start, but then he doesn't have a lot to do for a good like 40 minutes. So I done my father at the start. I'm sitting out. You sing in the wings. And then the next thing he comes on is like, towards the end of Act One, so we've done all the courtyard and done all the stuff and all that, and he comes on with this little trolley, and it's a character that like has a bit of dialogue with the cub, because it's with animals in cages. It's when that started happening in the show. So I'm wheeling the trolley forward, and I actually think to myself, God, it's a long time since I've been on stage. Like, I've been sat out there for a long time. Step to the centre of the stage and say, ladies and gentlemen, and then I have this whole speech. I'm supposed to say like loads of lines, and then I completely blank because I'm thinking, God, I've been off stage for a long time. And then I don't know what I said, but it was something later on, it was something along the lines of, all around the world there has been a startling discovery. And then I just moved on with the dialogue. And everyone on stage was completely unhelpful, including the MD. everyone's just looking at me, pointing, laughing, and I'm just like, something came out of my mouth. Like, I took the stage, I've been sat on my arse for 45 minutes, center stage, and I forgot the words. So, yeah, that's my moment.
So Laura funny.
Watched it and didn't hit at all.
We have this idea, I suppose, that you're all incredibly supportive, and if that happens, everyone will rally around and find a way to get...
Absolutely not.
And even if you wanted to, you can't.
You're on your own, mate.
You cannot remember. In that moment, that's you're
true.
Like...
Someone can't exactly... Well, no, I mean, you know your bit, don't you? Don't necessarily know everybody else's bit. But that's brilliant. Thank you so much. I can see that Chris is frantically totting up some scores there.
Oh, it's hard. This is a hard one.
Okay.
So I'm going to give 5 points to Laura on her on-stage injury.
See, that's sympathy.
It was the pity points came out.
Thank you.
But I am going to then go 4 points to Alice's Les Mis cup of tea story, because that is a good story.
That's funny.
That is a good... And as a Northerner, I do like a good cup of tea. then I'm going to go 3 points for Stuart for getting his one line that he had in Wicked after an hour of sat doing nothing.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And then that leaves 2 points to Jenna.
Oh, boo, for her. Boo.
I am sorry, Jenna. I am sorry.
All's fair in love and quizzes.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Let's move on.
Game of Shows.
So at the end of round four, let's go back to Chris and see what that has done to the overall scores. Thank you, Chris.
So the scores at the end of round four. On 18 points, we have Wicked, but still in the lead with 20 is Come From Away.
Game of Shows.
Okay, round five is called Dancing Through Darkness and Trees. And this,
oh, I like that. That's good.
Thank you. Thank you. Welcome. And this is a round that where we utilize some of your vocal talents. Chris is going to deliver a lyric to you. And your job is simply to sing back the next lines of the song. Jenna, we're going to start with you.
Okay, here we go. Okay. Come on, babe. Why don't we paint the town?
Ba-da-da-da, and all that jazz, I'm gonna roost my knees. You can't see me, but I'm dancing and roll my stockings down. Da-da-da-da. And all that jazz, start the car. No, stop me.
Don't stop.
No, okay. A whoopee spot. Yeah.
That's great. Thank you, Jenna. Absolutely. Points and more points for Jenna Boyd.
Yes.
Well done. Singing live from Chicago.
That wasn't my leg. I have a dancer underneath here. Yeah.
It's very flexible.
Fantastic.
My hip out. But
who's next? Let's go to Laura Pick.
Somebody hold me too close. Somebody hurt me too deep.
Please somebody do. Brush my hair and put me to sleep and make me aware of being alive.
Close, actually.
Yeah.
Well done. That was pretty, pretty darn close. That's great. Alice Fern.
A matchbox of our own. A fence of real chain link.
A grill out on the patio. Disposal in the sink. A washer and a dryer and an ironing machine. In a tract house that we share, somewhere that's green.
Oh, I love it. Love it. An impromptu performance from Alice Fern. Thank you so much. That's points. That's got to be points. Stuart, here comes your line.
It's just a jump to the left.
Put your hands on your hips and bend your knees in time. There's some pelvic thrills that really drive you insane.
Thank you so much.
Oh,
that's amazing.
Wow. Loeb, is that all right?
You didn't, yeah, that you picked a pretty impressive key as well, so thank you so
much. Did you have any regrets?
That's where I stopped. The next line was coming. It was going to be a bit too much. So.
That's great. Well done.
Again, a difficult round to score. I'm going to give Stuart 6 points for his performance of the time warp because I thought it was very impressive. I'm then going to give Jenna 5 for her orchestrations and her dance moves, as well as the words. Alice is going to be an equal 5 points for her lovely rendition of Somewhere That's Green. And then Laura's going to have 4 points, only because she made up some words, but it was still equally as good. Game of shows. So at the end of round 5, on 28 points, we have Wicked, but in the lead with 30 is Come From Away.
And round 6 is called Thank Goodness for Blankets and Bedding. Obviously, we're playing remotely during lockdown, so as usual, I can't ask you to place fingers on buzzers. So I'm going to ask you to contribute a noise, a word, a phrase, or something that connects you to your show that we can use as your buzzer noise. So Alice, if you could tell us, please, what will your buzzer noise be?
Whoop, whoop.
Love it. Laura, please, what will your sound be? Of course,
That's good. I like that.
Thank you, Jenna.
I'll go with the bing bong.
Thank you, and last but not least, Stuart.
I'm going to go with Sweet Oz.
Sweet Oz. Okay, great. So just keep them to mind as we play round 6, which is a buzzer round. You're going to hear a series of clues. As you hear the clues, you can buzz in at any point, and the sooner you buzz in, the more points you can be awarded. For 5 points.
This composer was born in America in 1949.
For 4 points.
In 2019, this composer became the first person to win both a Razzie Award for the worst song and an Oscar in the same year.
Oh, someone's Jenna? In. That was one of the...
That, oh, was, no, that was Alice.
That was Alice from Come From Away. Alice.
Right. I don't think I'm right.
Ha-ha.
Is it Angela Webber?
It's not Andrew Lloyd Webber. So what we do now is we offer it to the other team, but they can hear the rest of the clues. So you guys are frozen out.
Clue number 3. He has collaborated with lyricists, including Tim Rice, Stephen Schwartz, and Howard Ashman. Clue 4. He is best known for his scores and songs for films produced by Walt Disney. And number 5, he composed Little Shop of Horrors and Sister Act.
Stuart or Laura, any ideas?
Alan Menken.
That's correct. A bonus point.
Okay. Thanks, Chris.
So, for 5 points.
This musical is based on a film of the same name.
For 4 points.
This musical opened in London in 2005 and it ran for 11 years.
For 3 points.
This musical is set in County Durham in the northeast of England.
Because.
Oh, that's Stuart.
That would be Billy Elliot.
That is correct. 3 points.
This round.
Well done.
I made a very weird noise then. Had nothing to do with bing bong. Yeah, it was just a sound, wasn't it?
The clues you didn't need to hear. This musical was directed by Stephen Daldry, choreographed by Peter Darling. And finally, the book and lyrics were written by Lee Hall and music by Elton John. So you all would have got there by the end. Okay, next question for 5 points.
This musical opened on Broadway in 2003.
For 4 points.
This show won Best Musical, Best Book, and Best Score at the 2004 Tony Awards.
For 3 points.
This musical comedy was written by Robert Lopez, Jeff Marks, and book by Jeff Whitty.
Does.
That's Stuart.
I'm going to go with Book of Mormon.
I'm afraid that's incorrect.
Oh, Stuart! Yeah, the remaining clues are, this musical has a cast of 4 puppeteers and 3 actors playing humans. And finally, the show's format is a parody of Sesame Street. So the other team?
Avenue Q.
It is Avenue Q. 1 point. Good. So, 4, 5 points.
This dramatist, lyricist and composer was born in England in 1947.
For 4 points.
As well as stage works, this writer was a screenwriter in television films Daughters of Albion, Our Day Out, and One Summer.
For 3 points.
In 1974, he wrote a musical about the Beatles.
For 2 points.
Two of his plays became feature films with Michael Caine, Julie Walters, and Pauline Collins. All
that's
yes.
Jenna. Bing bong. For 2 points.
Oh my God. Is it Willie Russell?
It is Willie Russell. Well done.
Well done, Jenna. Great.
Knew it the one before. I just couldn't think of his blasted name.
Yeah, that was John Paul George Ringo and Bert, wasn't it?
No, the one before that. I didn't know he'd written Our Day Out. About the Beatles. Yes, it was Our Day Out. I knew we wrote that. Yeah. Then I couldn't think of his name. She started saying other names. And I was like, oh my God. Yeah.
No, great. So that's excellent. So that is the end of round six.
Game of Shows.
At the end of round six, it is very close. On 32 points, we have Wicked. But in the lead with 33 is Come From Away. Oh, 1 point in it, guys.
Oh, it's too much.
All to play for in this final round.
Oh, it's too much. It's too much.
Game of Shows.
Round seven is called No One Mourns the Codfish.
I mean, I find you funny. It's good.
Thank you, Jenna. Thank you so much.
Hello.
You can come again.
Your check's in the post, Jenna.
Okay. Round seven is a quick fire round. You will have 1 minute per team of rapid fire questions with 1 point for a correct answer. Come From Away team, relax. Your time will come. And the time starts now. In Cats, who is the Napoleon of crime? No, McCavity.
Which religion is playfully mocked in the Book of Mormon?
Mormons.
Oh. Correct.
In Into the Woods, the items required include a cape as red as what?
Blood.
Correct.
In Blood Brothers, which brother moves away with the Lyons family, Eddie or Mickey?
Eddie.
Correct.
In Rent, what musical instrument does Roger play?
Guitar.
Correct.
Oliver is based on a book by Charles who?
Defense.
Correct.
For how long does Eliza Doolittle suggest she could have danced given the opportunity?
All night.
Correct.
Nice. What role did Alfie Bo famously take in Les Mis?
Jean Valjean.
Correct. And that's time.
Well done.
Come on, Lars. Come on,
Lars. Good.
Come From Away. Time starts now. Which recent Disney movie is the company's latest Broadway hit starring Cassie Levy?
Frozen.
Correct.
Tonight's the Night is based on the works of which British rocker?
Rod Stewart.
Correct.
Starlight Express utilised which mode of self-powered transport?
Roller skates.
Correct.
Strictly Ballroom originated in which country?
Australia.
Correct.
In Into the Woods, the items required include a cow as white as what?
Milk.
Correct.
Priscilla was queen of the what?
Desert.
Correct.
Where might you find George and Dot on a Sunday?
The park.
The park?
Correct.
What university does Elle Woods attend in Legally Blonde?
Harvard.
Correct.
In which English county is Billy Elliot set?
County Durham.
Correct.
What does Matilda's father, Mr. Wormwood, do for a living?
Sells used cars.
Correct. And that is time.
Smashed it.
Well done, Jenna.
Congratulations, girls. Good work.
Yeah. I mean, I felt like I was in Mastermind. I'm not going to lie. Come on.
Yeah, Mastermind won that round. It was good.
I love the chase.
Yes, yes. Thank you, guys.
I mean, I even leaned in.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. I was on it.
Game of Shows.
That was the end of round seven, so there is no more. All that remains for us to do now is to go back to Chris and get the final verdict on the overall scores.
So the final scores at the end of round seven and at the end of the quiz. On 39 points, we have Wicked. But taking the lead with 43 is Come From Away.
Yes, Jenna! You were
well
so
done. Yay! Well done, everybody. Thank you so much. That was fantastic. So all that remains for me is to say thank you so much to our guests, Alice Fern and Jenna Boyd from Come From Away.
Thank you.
From Wicked, Laura Pick and Stuart McIver. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All our guests will be back on stage soon in their respective West End shows, so please be sure to support them just as soon as you can. You can hear more from our guests on our special bonus episode and also other episodes of the show wherever you find your favourite podcasts. You can find us on social media, on Instagram at Game of Shows Quiz and on Twitter at shows_quiz. The show was created by me, Lawrence Mark Wythe, and developed with Chris Stoddart and is a Sharsola production. Thank you and goodbye.
Game of Shows.
Those Marty Pello fans, they can be bastards, can't they?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Game of Shows.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org. Because only together we rise.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.